Hello and welcome to the Style Lounge on this evening. I'm so glad that you've decided to join us on this evening. Well, once again, we are here in the Style Lounge, and tonight I want to talk to you about 10 ways to build and preserve boundaries in your business. That's right, 10 ways to build and preserve boundaries in your business. Well, let's get started. So if you are an entrepreneur, you know exactly what it means when I say about having boundaries. When you don't have any boundaries at all, you know what a mess your business can become. If you are a full-time entrepreneur or whether you are a part-time entrepreneur, this podcast is for you. So grab yourself some tea, your favorite drink, get your notepad out if you like, and listen up. Well, the first thing I'm going to name tonight about preserving and setting boundaries for your business, and that would be to name your limits. Name the limits that you have or that you want to put on yourself for your business. Now, what do I mean when I say limits? I'm not talking about limitation in your goal setting and things like that, but putting limits on how much physical work you're going to do, how much emotional work you're going to do, or how much mental work you're going to do into your business or a particular project. So setting limits, knowing how far you need to go before you're at that limit where you're capping off and you are just depleted for the day. And so remember, set your limits or name your limits when it comes to the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Number two, tune into your body. Make sure that you know and are quite aware of what's happening with your body at all times. Again, know if you need to take vitamins. Know if you need to be exercising more. Know about the quality of rest that you should be having and you should be getting within your business. Also, too, make sure that you are well aware of your diet, the things that you are eating, how you are eating, and the types of foods that you're actually putting into your body. That is so important. So I want you to be tuned into your body. Know what things are good for you and what things are not good for you when it comes to your body. Know the things, of course, that are happening in your body at all times, and know when is the best time for you to pull back, when for you to get assistance, when for you to let others step in and do what they need to do, and also too when it comes to delegating. So your body is so very important when it comes to those things as well. Also too, number three, I want you to be direct when it comes to building and preserving better boundaries in your business. It's important that you are direct, that you don't have people trying to figure out what it is that you mean or trying to understand you. It's important that you are very direct in the things that you want to get accomplished in your business, what it is that you're trying to say, what it is that you would like to convey, what it is that your expectations are and your goals, and also too, what are those things that you lay down as a foundation, what's your mission, your vision, and how you want to run things in your business. Those that you want to partner with, things that you're going to tolerate, things that you're not going to tolerate, how you decide to carry on your business from the day-to-day functions is so very important. So it's going to be extra critical that you are direct with your staff, with your virtual assistant, with your assistant, with anyone that is coming within your business, whether it is to help, assist, whether to bring training or whatever it is that you need. It's going to be vitally important that you are direct. Also, too, when you're talking with your vendors, when you're getting with other individuals who are you're looking to partner with or finding out information or seeking out information, that's very, very important to be direct. It's important for you to be honest. It's important for you to be to the point. Again, you don't want to beat around the bush when it's coming to you, your personal life, your business, or the actual business. You want to make sure that these components are in place. Also, too, number four, give yourself permission. What do I mean when I say that? Give yourself permission to say no when you need to say no. Give yourself permission that if there is something that you're not willing to do on a particular day, that it's okay that you don't do that. And also to give yourself permission that you do not feel guilty about the choices and the decisions that you make for the benefit of your business and also too for the benefit of your well-being. Number five, Make sure that you are assertive. It is absolutely important that you are also too assertive. Just as much that you are direct, is equally important that you are also too assertive in your business. Why? Because you need to let others know what it is that your expectation is. I always share with people about Habakkuk 2, 2 and 4, talking about writing down the vision, making it plain so that others may come past and know what it is that you're doing, that they may hurl it out, that they may be clear on what your expectations are. So not only being assertive verbally, but it's important that you put your vision and your mission state around the office, in your room, wherever it is that you're doing that work, and others that are coming there, so that they also too know what that expectation is. And they're not confused about what it is that you're looking to do in the business, and also too what it is that you're expecting. Also too, I want to talk about number 5, practice, practice, practice God's presence. It's important that you practice God's presence in the office, in your business, in your meetings, in deals, in conversations, when interacting with others, when meeting with vendors, taking trips. It doesn't matter, when putting out the outlay and the outline for the day, setting goals. It's important that you practice God's presence, that you are involving Him in every process and every step of your business. And again, we're talking about 10 ways to build and preserve better boundaries in your life. If you are a person that might not have had boundaries, or if you've allowed your boundaries to be broken, or you've compromised your boundaries, hopefully this podcast is going to help you tonight to be able to reestablish those boundaries, to be able to refortify them, strengthen them, go back, and to make sure that they are never, ever broken or compromised ever again. Having boundaries are so very important. The Word of God talks about boundaries. God created boundaries when He caused the oceans to come inland and go out. It comes to a certain place, the Word of God says, and then it obeys Him and it goes back. There are boundary lines around your home. When you purchase your home, you own that property up to a certain boundary line, and then your neighbor's boundary starts. It's so very important. So everything in life has boundaries. Never, ever let anyone tell you that being a believer or being a Christian or being a business owner, an entrepreneur, a mom, a wife, a leader in your community, that you cannot have boundaries. That is not true. Everything in life has boundaries. Everything has boundaries. Try it. Go out and try to break the boundaries. Go out and go beyond boundaries where you're supposed to go. Even if you're ignorant of them being there, you've still crossed boundaries. You'll pay a penalty for crossing those boundaries. And so everything in life has boundaries. And so it is important also too that you build and preserve boundaries, not only in your business, but also too in your personal life as well. Also too, number 6, consider your present and forget about your past. Let me say that again. That's a big one. Number 6, consider your present and forget about your past. Live in your present. Live in your present decision making. Live in your present moment. Enjoy your present. Don't live in the past. Don't bring things that are from your past that will be weighty, that will really be not beneficial for you in your present. Again, just like the Word of God says, as Paul says, forgetting those things that are behind, but that you are setting your goal for a much far exceeding reward, and that is your reward in Christ. So keep your focus on the present and what is ahead. Also, too, make sure on number 7, make sure that you take time for yourself. Make yourself a priority. I know that you hear many people say, no, you should not do that. You should put yourself last. Well, actually, you should not. You should really make yourself a priority. Now, I don't say become over inundated with yourself, but you must make yourself a priority. Why? In order for you to be helpful and beneficial to others, you must first take care of yourself. Have you ever heard of the analogy, with the plane? If a plane was about to go down and oxygen is needed, and you are sitting on a row with yourself, your spouse, and your children, and the oxygen masks come down. They give you instructions of what you need to do because the plane is about to go down. The first thing that they tell you to do is to put the oxygen mask on yourself. They do not instruct you to put the oxygen mask on others. Why? They don't instruct you to do that first. Why? Because in order for you to live, to be able to be a benefit to others, to your spouse, to your children, you must first put that oxygen mask on yourself. And again, I don't want you to feel guilty for being able to make that decision. So every day you have to put that oxygen mask on yourself. So I want you to remember that every day you should be looking to make yourself a priority, which means that you're looking to take self-care of yourself. You're looking to make sure that you are getting the rest, you're eating healthy, you are exercising, you are spending time with the Lord, that you are doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, that you're not spending your time doing things that you should not be doing, and that you are remembering to put that oxygen mask on you first. Also, too, number eight, make sure that you seek out support. Seek out support is so important when it comes to preserving and building and setting boundaries for your business and in your personal life. It's important that you get support. It's important that you get accountability. It's important that you get mentorship. It's important that you get counseling. It's important that you get counselors to help you as you endeavor to do the things that you do. That is so very important. It's important to have support. Why? Just like any strong building, not only does it have a strong foundation, but it has strong support beams to help that structure. So again, having that strong support is important because it's going to help you to find success. Number nine, start small. The things that I'm telling you today, I'm not telling you to go out and build massive structures, go and build all these grandiose things and ideas for the things that you want to do, but I want you to begin to start small. If you've never started it before, if this is your first time, remember starting small is the key. It is not quantity in what it is you're doing, it is quality in what you are doing. And then number 10, and I believe I may be on number 10 now. I kind of bunched my numbers up. So number 10 actually was the one that I just last left you with. So those are your 10 ways to build and preserve better boundaries within your business and also too within your personal life. Also too, if you want to hear more of the broadcast as well, I podcast every week. Make sure that you go and follow me over on Instagram at Skygrinder Style Lounge as well as on Facebook. And also too, if there are any topics that you would like for me to go over, please make sure that you go over into my email list and that you subscribe. Subscribe. And thank you guys again for joining me in the Style Lounge. And you all have a great night and see you again.